Rural Kansas keeps losing people, but not Dodge City. It's a growing anchor in the state's southwest corner, energized by thousands of people working in meatpacking jobs. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports on one of the region's obstacles, no four-year college. Dodge City has a cozy new coffee shop downtown, where Joanne Knight is happy to tell the story of her growing city. She's the head of economic development. There's a new whiskey distillery, new microbrewery, new water park, new housing, new wind farms. Dodge just finished $86 million in school improvements, too. But
we're the only quadrant of the state that doesn't have a four-year university or a four-lane highway, so put that in perspective with what, you know, we're trying to do economic development-wise here.
Those are big hurdles. Dodge is trying to fix one of them by wooing state universities to create a kind of combined satellite campus for this region. Right now, none of the state's seven public universities has campuses in Dodge or dozens of counties around it.
It kind of is a ripple effect when you don't have the education that the rest of the state gets.
It complicates Dodge's efforts to expand a largely blue-collar economy with more white-collar jobs and help people climb up the economic ladder. Dodge used to have a private four-year college. It closed in the 90s. Assistant City Manager Melissa McCoy walks the halls of the massive building that once housed St. Mary of the Plains College. Now it's a monument to what Dodge lost, but hopes to reclaim by using the space for its satellite campus.
Yes, it is quite large.
St. Mary had more than 800 students. It drew them from around the country, and it churned out nurses, teachers, and more.
It was a really great college setting that allowed us to have people that stayed here and then become professionals in our community.
Cities elsewhere in the U.S. have done the kind of collaborative satellite campus that Dodge envisions. Dodge wants to start it off with health-related degrees.
What's the word for liver?
Nephro is kidney.
At Dodge City High School, students can learn a lot about health careers. Mariela Lopez is diagnosing a theoretical patient. She wades through Greek and Latin roots with her teacher, annotating symptoms that point to leukemia. Lopez wants to work in health, maybe as a counselor or a nurse.
I'm just looking at all the different branches.
She studied up on the region's healthcare shortage while putting together arguments for her debate class, and it drove home the situation for her.
Yeah, when I was thinking about this, I was like, wow, there is a shortage, and you know, people do need this, and I can do this.
A Wichita State study lays out the problem. Doctors, dentists, counselors, they're scarce in this region. Southwest Kansans die younger than other Kansans and land in the hospital more often for things that regular primary care could help with, like diabetes or asthma. Amy Sobranis is a high school senior in Dodge City who wonders why the state doesn't invest more in education for her region.
I don't see anything wrong with growing up here, getting your degree here, and then staying. Like, Dodge is a great town.
But Sobranis and a lot of her friends have their hearts set on a four-year college and even grad school, so realistically, they'll need to leave Dodge. Overall, though, Dodge teens are less likely to go to college than their peers across Kansas. The nearest universities are more than 100 miles away. Researchers say most U.S. college students study closer to home, like half that distance. Xiomara Garcia enrolled in Dodge's community college to earn a two-year degree in nursing. She wants to top it off with a bachelor's. So how about online learning?
I learn better being there and in class and in person.
Lots of students don't want web-based programs, and studies suggest outcomes are kind of lackluster. But Fort Hays State is looking into offering a few degrees that could kick off the Dodge Satellite Campus as early as next fall. So students like Garcia, who prefer in-person learning, might not have to leave.
This is where I'm from. This is where I'm familiar with my surroundings. I have my family here. All the resources I need are here. The only thing missing is the actual education part.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Dodge City. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.